I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. Happy Tuesday.
Doesn't it make you miss him? Just a little bit?
Oh, I don't put those two things together.
Oh.
I'm not obsessed with him like you.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm not a Lifetime movie like you and Mark Close are.
Someday he's coming back.
Played by William Devane and the chick from Miss Maisel.
But then, like we saw, when he, if you were to like walk in the door right now, we'd all be like, shut up, get out of here. What are you doing?
I was looking through photos the other day of him and really missing him. Like, it's not a joke. It's not like, Rachel loves Close. I truly miss him.
I'm the only person on the show that he didn't reach out to at some point after he left, and it hurt. I was genuinely hurt. Like, when I'd hear all of you guys be like, yeah, so Mark called me over the weekend, and I'd be like, oh, I guess he must have lost my...
Well, to be fair, he probably doesn't have your phone number saved.
No, undoubtedly not. But I also don't have his.
Yeah, there you go.
Were you looking at photos? Was that song playing?
In my brain, yeah. In my heart.
So no one said anything?
Oh, about the hat?
No,
oh, yes.
No. Over here.
Let's see.
Really?
I like your shirt. Your shirt is cool.
Nothing?
It's the same shirt as yesterday.
No?
Give me the wristband. That's cool.
I started steroids today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're used to you looking jacked.
Yeah, you always look jacked. This is not, I mean.
But now I'm on anabolics.
Okay.
So.
Anabolics?
That's right.
Okay. So you're going to look like The Rock?
Gonna. Yeah, Dr. Kinnear gave me...
That's the guy from Ballers.
Prednisone and like a no kidding around antibiotic. I got to knock this stuff.
Yeah, because you've been sick for like a week and a half now.
I know. It's nuts.
I said yesterday he's just been faking the illness so he could get a steroid.
No, I'm... Okay, this will tell you all you need to know about me. I'm for real worried about taking it because when Jerry Lewis took it for some serious disease, it blew his head up. Like a container for a head, like a cello case. And I told Kinnear, Kinnear is so in love with me because I'm so adorable to him. Like when I said I thought I had vertigo because I ate the dusty grape.
Yes, I remember.
And I'm like, he's like, I'm going to put you on prednisone. It's going to knock it in a couple days. I'm like, I don't know. He's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, doesn't it make you fat? And he's like, oh, for the love of God.
Dr. Matt, what if I get too powerful?
No, not worry about that. I think steroids make you rage and they make you fat.
They can cause you to gain. Well, that's why you work out with them. That's why you like. You
know what it
take
is?
It from him.
Yeah, take it from me. I would know. This is what happens when you don't work.
Is that the way it works?
Is this one of your Dr. Matt appointments that takes place in a parking lot in your Jeep?
Oh my God!
One of those appointments.
You ever heard that story?
No.
Oh man. So Dr. Matt Kinnear, Metrosinus, my doctor, good friend. I have ear, nose, and throat stuff, and good friend, and this has probably been 5 years ago. We didn't know each other that well, and I woke up, and the side of my face was just swollen, and I called him, and he's like, well, I'm in surgery, and then I have this and that, and I just don't have any time. He said, meet me in the parking lot of the Lake St. Louis Schnucks. So I do. Matt's about 6'8", super handsome dude, and he drives a big giant truck, duh. And so I park next to him, and I get out, and I get in his Jeep, and he's leaned over, and he's looking at me, and he's rubbing my face, and he's like, yeah, you have an infected like saliva gland, and I need to kind of work it a little bit and get this thing moving. And so we're in a Jeep. We're in his truck in the Lake St. Louis Schnucks parking lot. One guy handsome, one guy not, and he's leaned over and he's rubbing my face, and then he's like, just open up the door and spit. So I open up the door to his truck and I start spitting, and this goes on for like 15 minutes of like gentle face rubbing and spitting, and neither of us put two and two together.
Do you have any pictures of him?
No. I have a tattoo.
Of him?
I'll get one.
But then, in classic Dave style, he said, keep doing this. And it'll take, a couple days to get all that poison out. And an hour later, it was gone. He's like, what did you do? I'm like, I never stopped rubbing.
You're just obsessed.
I just rubbed and spit the whole time.
I did that same, well, not the exact same, similar thing at a rest stop once.
Mm-hmm. with Dr. Matt?
No, I didn't know this guy.
I feel cheated on.
Well, the other elephant in the room is Andrew's new headwear.
Yeah, that is an elephant.
Which looks exactly like the puppy emoji.
You got to free the ears. There we go. They're floppy. They flop.
I'm for the first time, like I spent $100 on Zimmerman swallowing an egg, and
that was a joint effort. Everyone donated money to that cause.
Dollars for you to do weird stuff.
I think I got $70 once to eat an egg, and I like eggs.
This is my first time of feeling like I got kind of cheated.
He got that for free too.
I know.
Yes, this was a gift from Mardell, a very nice listener.
They've mailed it to you?
No, this is a...
Do you meet him in the parking lot of a Schnucks?
Here, hold up the ears for Instagram. All right.
Okay, do the girl thing with him doing that. Can we do that?
Sure.
Is it going to change the dog hat to hair? Probably will.
Let me make a
face.
So
how did you get the hat? Explain it to us.
How'd you get the hat?
I'm doing a face, hang on.
I know.
Wow. It's the same girl.
Okay.
Is it still Valerie?
Yeah, you look good.
Hey, she looks good.
So how did you get this hat?
Wait, one thing first. If you didn't get to hear the whole the men turned into women on Snapchat yesterday, go listen. Is it the 5 o'clock hour?
Hour 2 and 3 podcasts.
Okay, hilarious.
Wherever you get podcasts.
And then there were a gazillion people who commented. My favorite was someone who I don't think quite gets the show. And it was me and Ryan and Taliban and Tony, all looking like differing versions of women. And one woman said, well, they're all conservative women, and all conservative women are beautiful.
Yeah.
I think she thought we were real women.
Well, I mean, we could pass, is all I'm saying.
Well,
we passed.
That's very generous when you say we.
A lot of people were hoping you could pass. Like, I learned a lot about humanity reading those comments, because some of them were, stop, you guys, this is silly. And then there were plenty of fellas going like, nice.
A lot of our listeners wanted to take us out. It was really, we had to kind of remind them, you know, we are actually still guys for now. For the time being.
I was surprised that I didn't think I looked very good, but I must be some guy's type.
I think so.
You're a lot of guy's type, I think. A lot of people voted for you.
And you have the boobs too.
It's called easy.
Yeah, I did look easy.
Yeah.
Which I guess
at least
would
you
didn't
look desperate like me.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm way you past really, easy. Yeah.
You really lost that competition.
Oh, Dave's God. Just throwing it out there.
Are we doing that? Are we doing the girls today?
We can. Sue and I both have photos as men. I look so convincing as a man that I honestly don't want to post it. This is a little embarrassingly convincing.
But at least you're a very handsome man.
You know, some say.
You have that going for you.
Yeah, we can put those up in a little bit. If you guys aren't tired of it yet. If you haven't gotten your fix.
I think it's great. I want to keep doing it. I just want to see what that clock looks like as a girl.
I'm going to say this before she gets here, and then I'll deny it.
Okay.
Sue as a man looks like she would eat your teeth.
Looks
she looks
evil, mean,
insane. Crazy. Okay.
Sue as a man definitely looks energetic.
She looks like the kind of man that would date me as a woman.
You know what's funny is I realized I didn't recognize you as a woman because you weren't laying across a pool table at a bar.
What?
What?
I don't know. It was funnier in my head. I thought you guys would just go with it.
Okay, so let's back to the hat.
Saw
a listener in the Schnucks parking lot and they had the hat ready for you?
No, this is what Dave does. He's been doing this to me a lot lately. Dave just says it and then everybody, including you guys, is like, oh yeah, that's what happened. No. So this lady knows my mom through charity work. And she knew it was Hat Week, and so she gifted me this lovely hat. Her name is Mardell, and she's wonderful. And she gave
me this
very, very, very cute hat that I think I'm going to keep wearing, unironically, even though there are a lot of people around here who don't seem to get it. So they just kind of walk by and look at me, and they're like, you look stupid in that hat. And
they're
like, well, I'm not wearing it. You know, I don't actually think I look good in it. Frank from the Annie Fry Show had no time for it. Frank, did you notice that, Ryan? Every time he spoke to me, he deliberately ignored the hat.
That hat kind of makes me angry at you because it's so flamboyant. I felt the same way when I wore a tux that one day. I'm like, you douchebag.
The tux and the hat should go together, I think.
I will say, watching you in that tux, I loved it at first. And by the end of the day, I was like,
all right, I'm over this. I was over it before I even got here. It's just like a call for attention.
What if you were, what if, absolutely it is. Yeah, you know, I've been noticing a lot of that too. Like people, whenever I do a somersault or I wear a funny hat with puppy ears or something, people on Facebook are always like, oh, he's just doing this for attention. And I'm like, yes, duh. Why on earth else would I be doing this? Like, so when you post like a meme that's like, please sir, may I have a crumb of attention? It's like, yes, that's why I'm doing this. That's the whole reason. There's literally no reason other than that for me to be doing this.
That comment would make sense if you did it at a funeral.
Yeah.
But when you're on a radio show.
Yes. When you're on a radio show, that's entire purpose is to be funny and entertaining.
People are trying to make us listen.
This guy's just trying to get us to notice. And listen and laugh. What is this guy's problem?
What is it about women laying on pool tables?
I don't know. See, I'm not saying they're all good. I'm not saying I always make them laugh. But the puppy hat is a good start.
I'm still lost.
Yeah, I am too. I have no idea what's going on.
You don't always make the women laying on pool tables laugh?
No, I don't always make people who are listening laugh.
He was trying to make a joke when he said that.
It was a joke about my bad joke that was half formed in my head.
Okay.
He was picturing you as a woman.
About trashy
laying
bar.
Across a pool.
Yeah,
table.
Like yeah, trashy bar girls trying to get the attention of men.
I think if you're looking at the ladies of the DGS as men, Rachel's obviously very attractive in this photo, but she looks like a gigolo that has turned about 1,000 too many tricks.
Yes.
He's tired.
She like we talked
He's
about how
I'm starting to mentor tired. Other gigolos at this point.
We talked about how like Ryan has a history. And I think Guy Dave very much. There's a lot of interesting backstory there.
You mean Rachel?
Yes, Dave what did I guy. Say?
Guy Dave.
Said Dave.
And then
Sue. Well, Guy Dave does as well.
You're right. Sue looks like she wants to like run away with a bag of gold or something. I don't know what's going
she
on.
She looks like a leprechaun?
She looks like kind every of. Morning show host in radio.
I figured out the secret to those gender swap picks, and I told Sue this. You got to not smile.
Oh.
You gotta go straight face, because when you smile... It just ends up looking like, look at that.
She does. She does a huge smile. So,
Yeah, and she generally has a big smile. So I told her, I was like, take another one and do not smile. Look miserable.
Yeah, boy, Smolder. Rachel is so tired.
Boy, Rachel,
he's so tired of turning tricks.
Yeah.
Boy, Rachel and girl Tony pulled the same trick and it worked. They smoldered.
Yeah,
and Ryan kind of did too, and that's why his girl looked good too.
It has nothing to do with underlying attractiveness.
Nope,
it's
smolder.
All about not smiling.
Smolder.
That was my mistake.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. 326 DGS. So yesterday we had a lot of fun with the men of the DGS becoming ladies through Snapchat. Today we just posted the ladies becoming men. Rachel looks very handsome and road worn, and Sue looks like she will eat you with a spork. So
is this on our Facebook page?
It's on the Facebook. Joe says I look like a gay pop star. Kelly says I look like a very confident gay man. I agree with both of those things. Sue looks like says Sue has a sweet mullet. Sue's pick says, you mean Gloverette likes me? Ooh, I'm so excited. I guess Gloverette is you in the desperate lady pose.
Right.
We should talk more about Sue before she comes in.
Oh, that's Tony.
Tony. Like, she's here now.
That really scared
Stop
us.
Stop talking about her.
Hey, Sue. So pretty.
We were just talking about how good your pick looked.
Are you back or are you just hiding?
No, I'm not here.
Ah, damn it.
Wow. Sue's does look frightening. You do look like a gay pop star too, mm-hmm. Rachel. That's an accurate assessment.
Me and Lady Tony look like we could be a couple.
No.
I think we could.
That dude does not like ladies.
No.
She's my beard.
Maybe me as a woman would be just enough transition, but no.
I'm not here, but I will say that Sue looks crazy.
She does.
She said I could post it. So
when I count to three,
she can't get mad.
Let's all make the sound we think Sue's making in that photo. One, two, three.
That guy starts every conversation with, "Hello!"
Yeah, people are less enthused about.
Oh, there she is.
Hey, it's me.
Hello.
It's me, Boy Sue.
You got my text, did you?
No, I don't have a text for me.
Sue brought flowers for Dave
because
today.
He complained.
Because Dave has a deck.
Hey, I'm not too proud. Oh, I love them.
They're beautiful.
Thanks, Crazy Sue.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
a boy
are,
named Sue.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, people are less enthused about us as men. As they, people loved you guys as women. But whenever you make the ladies into men, it's like, oh, get this off my screen.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
They're both believable, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, Rachel as a man is quite believable. And Sue as a man is like, I'm not on Tinder, nor will I ever be, but I picture every man on Tinder when he shows up at the Applebee's looks like Sue.
Which one did you give him, Rachel? Which one is it?
The one that you sent me later.
Oh, the one where I look like my brother that's...
Oh, God, yes. Now I feel bad.
Slightly off.
Wait, maybe...
Is your brother
it's
insane?
Not the right one.
No, he's not.
Has he committed any felonies?
Not that we know of.
Well, that's shocking.
Am I in red or not?
Oh, you're not. I posted the wrong one.
Ah.
She looks better in the one she... I knew something was wrong.
See,
God. I took Andrew's advice.
All right, I'll post this one.
Yeah.
So now there will be two on the internet.
And Andrew said, do not smile, Sue. So I went back and did a
non-smile. Now, it's funny. The one you're about to post and that one look like brothers. And the one you're about to post looks like a successful insurance salesman. And then his brother's like, hey! What's up, Mr. Whole Life?
Then I figured out how to do it and get a beard. So,
speaking of beards.
It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm posting the second photo. Take two, the smoldering version. I'm sorry. I knew something was wrong when I was posting it.
Oh, it was wrong.
Dave, I just sent you a text of one. I sent you one of when I was driving in from the parking lot where I figured out how to do one with a beard. Why am
no
I
one,
having this discussion?
No one gets your texts. I have nothing from you.
All right.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh, I blocked you.
That could be.
That's what it is.
Yeah, the guys were fun to look at. Rachel and I, it's just weird.
Yeah.
How about Tim Conway dying?
Oh, that kind of broke my heart.
Oh, yeah. He was absolutely, like, he and Don Knotts were the pinnacle of funny in my childhood.
Yep, me too.
And there was nothing better in my life than watching my dad laugh.
Yes.
And Carol Burnett with Tim Conway and Harvey Korman just slayed him.
Yes. That's exactly, the first thing I thought of was my dad when I saw that he had passed away.
Got some funny comments.
Well, read them.
Trevor says, Sue is a boys' soccer coach tired of the single life, and Rachel is too involved with his screenplay to date right now.
That's good.
Jason says, Rachel looks like she belongs in the Twilight Saga. That is perfect.
Wow, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Those were all kind of girly guys that wore girly clothes, but they were all attractive. And that's what you are. It makes me... question myself. I'm wearing tight
pants.
I'm wearing tight pants today.
You're
too.
You're digging me as a man? Okay.
You let a lot out there. Those are all cute boy vampires and
I will
they
say,
made it move.
These filters are revealing things about people that we would have never previously known.
It betrays your nature, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be honest about something?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do this on my own, or I would have 300 Lady Day pictures.
Oh, like to try to get a good one.
I would have gone home and pretended I had the throw-up flu and taken 300 photos in the bathroom.
I think you need to shave your goatee to make it work.
Done.
I really was hoping we would put our pictures on Tinder and see who got the most dates.
It's a great bit. If you can figure out how to do it.
I saw on Reddit today.
Let's do it tomorrow.
A guy did the filter and looked really cute as a girl and then I guess got drunk and woke up the next morning and realized he created a Tinder account with the fake picture. It was getting some hits.
Can you imagine well, I've never used Tinder, so I don't know if this is exactly how it works, but do they comment? They tell you things? Like, when they're asking you out, do they say, hey, I really like something about you?
No, or? I think, like, you would put up a profile.
Okay.
And then someone would have to say yes to you, and then you say yes to them, and then it starts a conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd have to say yes to everybody who asked before we could get
well,
the material.
That girl saying yes to everyone who asked, so.
That's, yeah.
They're not swiping left on anybody.
That's true. I don't know. I don't
you
know if
put
I'd
Rachel's
say
up
yes
on Grindr.
To...
I think I would do pretty well.
Oh, my God. You'd kill it.
Sue, you do look much more handsome in the second photo.
Thanks.
And by handsome, she means sane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you look insane in this first one.
Well, just I smiled. Smile. And that's when Andrew said, Sue, you cannot smile in these.
Yeah, he thinks he's figured it out.
He was right, though.
It's funny because it tried to get rid of your long hair, but it didn't quite. So you have strands of hair just kind of sticking yeah. out.
Oh, you know what? I straight out look like a crazy salesperson of some kind. Maybe timeshares.
Ooh.
Someone, yes. John on Twitter did close.
How did he do it?
Ooh.
Just by a photo, yeah. He looks like a handsome lady. I'll retweet it.
Yeah.
But it's not going up on the Facebook.
No, screw that. I feel like doing less than usual today.
Oh, I could do some zoo news if you wanted to.
I'd love it.
Can you hit it, Ryan?
No.
No?
You ready? Just let me know when you're ready.
See what it's like being talent?
I know. It's like, get it together.
Let's see.
Quit being gay long enough to hit the right sounder.
Earning your PhD in public health from Walter University.
I don't think that was the right one.
That's it.
It's okay.
That's zoo news.
A woman escaped with her cat from a car that plunged into a river. A woman was able to save herself. No, the cat was in a kitty carrier. A woman was able to save herself and her cat after the car they were riding in plunged into a Massachusetts river. The woman had just picked up her cat from the groomer when she crashed her car into the Blackstone River. The woman grabbed the cat and climbed out the window before the car sank into the water. She was in her 60s. This woman is my hero. I mean, not the crashing her car into the river part, but having the peace of mind to get out of there and save her cat in her mid-60s, you go, girl.
I'm sorry. You've been screwed by both Ryan and Sue, because now I'm finally getting her texts. Evidently, she's River Cuomo.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh? Hard to resist.
Earlier today, I was showing Jeff the show sheet. Ryan and I both were, and he's like, so you have stuff for the 3 o'clock, eh? I'm like, don't worry, Jeff. It's going to go great. And now this is where we're at.
Yeah. This is it.
What got you? The glasses?
Yeah.
The goatee. It's understandable.
You look like a dentist who has three families. Like one of those guys that travels a lot.
Well, you have to, Dave, in these situations.
Dude, there's an ant on the console.
Oh, that's the peonies.
Stop the massacre.
Sorry.
Oh, the flowers. We can turn off Zoo News whenever you
want. Whoa. You only had one story?
What a cluster.
Yes, that's how Zoo News works.
Oh, you had like
you
a bunch
it quick
of...
and you get out.
This is kind of Zoo News. Do you see the gangs of wild turkeys in Boston that are attacking people?
No.
I will fight a turkey.
Here's an interesting fun fact.
Are they Bloods or Crips?
A turkey runs the white exact supremacist. Same speed as a golf cart.
It's always golf with this guy.
Now, see, this is the genius of Wiggins. Is that true?
Yeah, it's 100% true. Because here's the deal: when you see a turkey on the driving,
God,
yeah, how much time you got? Yeah, there he goes.
This is what I don't get about Ryan's sense of humor. It's either a joke or a lie, and it's impossible to tell which it is. And especially when he starts laughing super hard, he's like, no, it's true. It's true. It's like, I don't know whether or not to believe you because I don't know you
very
well.
But here's the most off-putting part to me. Of all the off-putting things about Wiggins, if you could see him right now, his face is purple.
Oh, he is his cracking himself
Do this
up.
Into the mic. Don't hide it.
He can't stop laughing.
He can't stop laughing.
Look, nothing is as funny as Ryan is to himself.
Can I be honest? If he didn't have CF, he'd be fired by now. It's strictly a life-threatening
thing. You can't be
it.
Honest. You can't
I
say
totally
that.
Get it.
You can't say that's legal.
No, it's like, the thing is, he says things that interest me. Like, did you know that turkeys run exactly the same speed as a golf cart?
But that's a lie, I think.
Exactly. No, it's not a lie.
It's not.
Now
it's
we
not
don't a lie.
But we can't tell because you're
now
laughing so hard.
Yeah. Okay, if you see a turkey on the driving range and you take off after it in a golf cart, which I've done,
it
obviously.
Just perfectly paces.
Yeah, you can't. You have to sneak up on it because if you get it at full run at the same time as your full pedal down, you'll never gain any ground on it. That's a fact. That's a true fact. deal with that.
Okay. Funny fact, I guess. I have no idea.
It's not even funny. I don't even know what I'm laughing at.
I want you all to do this from now on.
Okay.
Go look at Crazy Man Sue Face on Facebook.
Which one? The timeshare salesman?
No, Crazy Eat Your Face Off, and picture that whenever Wiggins is laughing at himself.
Why? Is that what I look like?
That's what you should look
like. That's so unattractive that I'm going to stop laughing at myself.
Rach, why do you keep popping up Lady Dave?
Because I'm getting notifications about it.
Really?
People are liking it and saying, you should do another one, which let's not keep doing that.
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who do you think among the girls, well, the guys who became girls in the room, who do you think is going to get the most requests for dates on Tinder?
I think Andrew, because people posed an interesting point yesterday. Tony is so attractive as a woman that people are now turning on him.
Intimidated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's stuck up. He would never go out with, or she would never go out with me.
Yeah.
I think Andrew hits that sweet spot of like, she's pretty cute. I think I got a chance with that one.
Yeah. Andrew's a cool chick.
Mm-hmm. You too. I don't know.
I think everybody's got a chance with me, and therefore I'm going to get a lot of requests. Yeah?
It's a weird show.
Oh, thank God it's a break.
There.
Is that no, it? Keep going. No, oh,
okay.
No.
Okay,
no,
keep bringing it up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. You want to feel better about yourself?
Yes, please.
900-pound man facing a drug conspiracy charge had to be cut out of his house to appear in court. I'm just going to say it. I don't care. This man disgusts me. A 900-pound man in Virginia was due in court this week to face cocaine conspiracy charges, so a team had to cut the walls of his house to transport him there. But he had medical issues and had to be diverted to the hospital. Jesus Christ.
How was he running all this cocaine if he was that much of an invalid? How does that work?
I guess he was just the kingpin.
Okay. Yeah.
He's 900 pounds. You know what? I feel bad for you. If you are overweight, I feel bad for you if you are morbidly obese. I don't feel the least bit, not one cell in my body has sympathy for you if you weigh 900 pounds. Because of his size, get this, because of his size, he can't move or wear clothes.
Have you ever seen My 600-Pound Life?
What do you think?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
The guy doesn't wear clothes?
He can't.
No, they don't make clothes that big.
Fit him.
He lives in his mobile home.
Can you wear a tent?
And allegedly just spends all of his time helping out with a cocaine ring. So he was due in court yesterday. The judge had a team of people from the FBI, U.S. Marshals, paramedics, firefighters, and cops cut through the wall of his house to transport him to the courthouse. Jesus.
I feel bad for the house.
Get this. The plan was for him to come to the courthouse in an ambulance to face his charges, and he'd testify from the loading dock. Yeah.
Seriously?
The hearing was delayed because after he was removed, he had medical issues. His life is a medical issue and had to be taken to the hospital. God, why am I so angry?
Because it's kind of like whenever you watch Intervention or something and you see someone who's really addicted and you feel bad, but then you're also like, you've made a lot of choices to get to this place in life.
Think and how much.
So many people are working around them. That's what makes me mad, is when you inconvenience everyone else because you've let this problem get so out of hand.
Think how much, you're right, he had to consume to get to 900 pounds.
Well, I think it's obviously there's an emotional hole there. It's not just I love Big Macs, right? It can't be.
Oh, no. But somebody is going out for him on a daily basis and bringing back, I assume, just a ton of stuff.
Well, you're right, because even if he were doing like Instacart or Postmates or something, he can't get up and go to the door and get it. So someone's enabling the behavior.
So, okay, real question. Am I just a faddist? Because you say this guy's an emotional hole. If the way that it comes out wasn't gigantic, morbid, elephant-sized obesity, I would feel bad for him. If he was a schizophrenic, if he was manic depressive, I would feel better about him if he had a crawl space full of corpses. Like, he's crazy. Oh, God, that's terrible. He shouldn't have killed all those nurses, but he's crazy. But the fact that he is so fat that he can't wear clothes, and he's going to have to go testify in a loading dock, and then they spent about $20,000 trying to get his fat ass to the courthouse. Jesus.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think he's just reached a point where you can't justify it anymore, and that's why you're so angry, and that's why you project this on him. Because, if it was something else, if you were addicted to the cocaine that he is kingpinning and he was messing up his life, you would be able to scrounge up a little bit of compassion, like, man, that guy has a major problem. But since it's come out in this way that feels so manageable, I think that's why you get so upset.
Continuing with legal news, a man is facing a racism lawsuit, but he can't be racist because his dog is black. A bus driver in Utah is being sued for racism against a biracial kid, but he says, I can't be racist. Dismiss this case. Quote, look at my dog. He's as black as can be. 78-year-old man John Nesbitt is a school bus driver, and he closed his door as a biracial 14-year-old kid was getting off the bus. The kid's backpack got stuck, and he drove away, dragging the kid for 150 feet. They have proof, they say, of racial animus towards her son, and his defense is, I have a black dog.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to prove you're not a racist, I don't think saying my dog is black is the way to prove that.
Yeah, that wasn't a good move.
So your dog having black fur is the same thing as being a human being born with black skin and facing prejudice. That is not the same thing, sir.
Isn't this guy just a jerk for dragging a kid?
Yeah,
yes.
I don't even think you have to go to it from a racism issue. Just like dragged a kid.
I'm going
to
fight with Lou. Hello, Lou.
Doing?
Hi. Go ahead.
Good. I wanted to call up. I'm heavy set or beast, whatever you want to call it. But the guy that you're making fun of, that's in his house, that's 900 pounds, that couldn't get out, and all that stuff. I understand that we can laugh about a guy being that huge and all that sort of thing. However, with your job, in my opinion, instead of saying, I wouldn't be mad at him if he didn't have this or didn't have this symptom, that symptom, whatever, unless you've checked it out to see if he had any of those things, then you shouldn't have brought it up.
I don't need to.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You go ahead and report on something, then report on it right.
It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me why he's 900 pounds.
It's kind of like Trump getting all this BS from the liberals without people checking things out. Everybody's talking, except it costs us $30 million instead of $20,000.
John, you're not listening to me. I may be a bad person, but what I'm saying is there's no excuse for someone to be 900 pounds.
You know what? I don't disagree with that 100%, but guess what? I don't know the circumstances.
I don't have to.
Well, you know what? If you don't have to, then I guess keep blabbing, do whatever you want, because here's why. When someone decides to say something about you without knowing you, then you may feel differently.
Not if I weigh 900 pounds.
Yeah, but no matter what it is.
No, it does matter what it is, though.
In particular, hold on. People could be saying, why is this guy taking the stance? He doesn't even know the guy. And guess what? I agree with that.
I'm not even sure you're saying. What I'm saying is,
well, you gotta listen to me then.
I am listening to you. I'm just disagreeing and you don't like it. What I'm saying is there's no reason to me for anyone to ever weigh 900 pounds, especially when you are a cocaine dealer and we're spending tens of thousands of dollars to take your naked ass out so you can testify in a loading dock. Now, maybe you're just a better person than me, but that's how I feel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.